Now it's time for the Punters Panel, where we speak with local older people about the issue of the day. And my studio guests today are the wonderful Beverly Baker, Chair of Older Women's Network New South Wales, and my good friend Lorne Hyde, who is aged somewhere between 55 and 80. And I want to ask you two, after having listened to our good friend Bettina, doesn't sex just end when you hit 65?
No. Who would want it to anyway? It changes, certainly changes. I remember of a very old joke, what are the three stages of sex? It's tri-weekly, spelt tri with an I, tri-weekly, which is tri-weekly, yep. And the other is tri-weekly, which is weekly with a double E, and with an A. So it's tri-weekly.
Yes,
and I think that's probably true. As you age, things don't necessarily work as well, but your emotions, your feelings, those things remain intact.
And you still have desire?
Absolutely.
And that's great news. Such a relief. What about you?
Absolutely gets better as you get older. I don't know, you've ever heard the saying, older the violin, sweeter the music, or older the buck, stiffer the horn. You know, it's got to be fun. It's not quick. It's not let's get it over with. It's not that sudden release because I got to have it. It's this wonderful relationship. It's this wonderful sense of togetherness. It's this, it's not rushed. You know what I mean? You can do it at your own pace and you can enjoy what you're doing. You can talk about it and you explore each other. It's not like it used to be when I was a kid. It's much better.
It's not as urgent.
It's more
companionable. It's a deeper sharing.
Yes. And you don't even have to get to the same end result, really. Some people say, well, let's go and have a cup of coffee and then come back and start again.
Yeah. Because things change. I mean, Bettina was right. You know, the things of ageing impact across your life. And I laugh when I think that you used to moan in ecstasy, now you moan in agony. But it's still moaning, but it's a change. For women of my age group, and for men as well, we've grown through an age where sex was forbidden subject to where it's in your face. Mm-hmm. And that causes confusion and confliction and worrying about whether or not and how you fit, because as young people, we were like, whoa, we'll be considered not nice. To now it's like, what are they doing in public? You know, it's a complete change of that approach. And for older people, it's sometimes a bit difficult to come to grips with that change in society and the society's expectations. People honestly do believe that old people really don't do or know or think or feel anything. We're just there.
Yeah, I have to say, though, that having been in a long-term relationship where over a period of time sex decreased, then you became companions, and then that relationship ended, and I started a new relationship, I have to say, the lust is there, the sex is just like it was, in my 30s or 40s, and that continues to go on. And maybe there is a 7-year itch. Maybe it'll start dwindling a bit after a few years. But I think we have the capacity to regenerate ourselves with a new relationship and just be as excited as we were when we were in our 20s.
And that is happening to people as they age, is that they sometimes find that their long-term relationships have ended, their partners have for one reason or another moved on, and they find themselves alone. Tell me about forming new relationships as you're aging.
Well, I guess for me it's been a bit like the old school, although, you know, I met friends through friends. Although online dating was a bit, I tried that, it was a bit fun. You know, the casual sex was great, but really you never had much going with the person. It was just like, well, we're going to have a fuck tonight, let's get it off it and go, please. And because that's what you see, and the online image is never what you get, I might add. But when you do find somebody, regardless of how you find them, it could be at the pub or it could be through friends, I mean, that new relationship development is really inspiring. And you do develop new skills, and not new skills, but new interests, I should say, whatever the other person brings to your relationship. So Yeah.
And as you get older, it's not, as I said, it's not so urgent. You're not thinking about having children and establishing this and getting your home sorted out and where we got what, all these things. Those sorts of things tend to have been in your past. So the relationships you build are slightly different. They're not that urgency that how are we going to, where are we going to have kids? What am I going to do for my next job? Where am I going to go? Those sorts of things are part of your history.
Yeah.
And you bring all of that baggage with you to a new relationship. But a new relationship gives you the opportunity to get rid of the stuff about yourself you don't like and rebuild a person that you do like.
Yes.
That you don't have to be the mother from, you know, the naggy mum or the grumpy wife or the whatever you might have been because of your circumstances. You can reinvent yourself. You can be a different person. And that's so important for human beings.
And you know what? We do different things. Because we're at this age where we don't have to have a job, we don't have to rely too much on income, we can actually, we're very thrifty with our money, but we can go and do things. We can go to the parks, we go to the theatre, we can go to the art gallery, we can take overseas trips together. And as you say, babe, we don't have to worry about bringing up the kids or the financial pressures on you or the mortgage. There's so much more.
Or contraception.
Or contraception.
Which is a plus.
Yes, that's right. But just, Fatina did mention physical problems in old age, and I do like to think that a lot of people as they get older are going to have lots of problems, and there are medications for their blood pressure, for their diabetes, for their heart disease, and no GP, or very few GPs, I would imagine, ever discuss that with people. And that's a very important thing for people to realise, that if you're impotent or, you know, if you're not lubricating very well, then it's really important that your doctor should actually bring this up with you because it's something that they know about. And those physical medications are the ones that often stop you from having sex.
Well, I think that a four-letter word for sexual intercourse is not the one that leaks to everyone's mind. It's actually talk.
Mm.
And you talk. Intercourse is talk.
Yes.
And if you're with someone who is has a problem, is uncomfortable, maybe for some women sex is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
They don't have a good history or a good memory of it. If they are happy and relaxed enough to be able to talk, then together you can work things out. It's not a competition anymore. It's not, I mean, look at my conquest sheet. I've got all of these people. It's about that companionship, that partnership. And it might be that sex isn't the main driving force. Well, it's not the main driving force of your relationship. It's a bonus. The driving force of your relationship is companionship, shared experiences, having someone to do things with, not being lonely, having someone to appreciate you cooking a meal, things like that that make it a really deep and rich relationship. And sex flows out of that. Sex doesn't drive that.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is men often think they have to be conquerors. And as a younger man, we talk about how many times we've had sex. And as an older man, you probably still think that that's what's important when you meet a woman. You know, can you do it? And Patina mentioned about the precocious penis.
Capricious penis.
Yeah, capricious. So, you know, and that is true. You know, performance anxiety is a very important thing. And whilst you think, oh, it's easy for a woman because all she has to do is take her clothes off and lay there, I mean, that's not the way it is. And certainly it's not like that for men. Oh, it's not coming up now. What the hell's going on?
I mean, we have as a society a whole body image thing.
Yeah.
We've got a whole raft of people who think sex is really about conquest and not about companionship. And you bring all of that with you to a new relationship. I mean, I'm so pleased I'm in a long-term relationship. The idea of me taking my clothes off in front of somebody I don't know that well, I'd be terrified, absolutely frightened, witless of going through that judgment.
Well, it's been a lovely, lovely chat that I've had with both of you. Thank you very much, my guests on the Punters panel, Lorne Hyde and Beverly Baker. I look forward to having you both on the show again sometime soon.